This podcast, thanks to wineforia.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit wineforia.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.
Sassoon, g'day.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good,
how
Sassoon.
Are you,
eh? Yeah, good, Sassoon.
Look, mate, I'm the brother of a missing 21-year-old boy. He went missing near Oberon about a week ago.
Oh, we've been talking about this. Your brother's name's Zavak, is that right?
Zavak Simonian, yes. He works at Bunnings. He's a well-natured kid. It's very uncharacteristic of him to be gone for so long, so we're a little bit worried, obviously.
Sure.
We've had only about 25 volunteers helping out yesterday, and Dick Smith was there as well. He's a local, lives in Terry Hills. And he was shocked as to why we don't have any more skilled volunteers helping out with the search.
Okay, let's just go through what happened, because I did talk about it last week.
Yep.
He left his home at Belrose, which is on the north side of Sydney.
That's right.
On the 20th of October.
Yep.
Last Monday week, correct?
Yep.
He went to the Canangra Boyd National Park, and his car has been located as of last Friday.
That's correct.
At Canangra Walls Road Car Park. Now, is he an experienced bushwalker, Sassoon?
He is, mate. And as well, Dick Smith was saying someone in those conditions could survive from 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of water sources available.
Okay. So did the family know that he was going up that way towards Oberon? Was it something that everyone knew about?
No, we didn't know about it. It was quite lucky we found the people. But once we did, you know, we had at least...
So how long... He left on the Monday. When was he expected to be returning home, or didn't anyone know when he was coming back?
He had a shift at Bunnings on the Wednesday. So once he didn't return, we got very worried, contacted the police, and basically started looking for his car.
And do we know what he took with him for what would have been a day walk?
Well, his sleeping bag was in the car, along with other supplies, a bit of food and water. So he doesn't have much on him.
So he left it in the car?
Yes, that's right.
Is there any reason, and I don't wish to be distressing to you or the
family,
to believe that he was in a fragile mental state at the time?
Not at all. He's a very well-natured kid.
Okay.
He loves the bush, loves getting out there, and he's a nature lover, basically. So it's very uncharacteristic of him to let down his employer, Bunnings.
Sure.
So everyone's getting really worried. We just need more skilled volunteers, basically.
Okay. I mean, so what I'm told here, the search is continuing today.
Yeah.
It'll include local police, SES, RFS, ambulance personnel, other volunteers. Now, he didn't have any devices that would, any mobile phone or other device that would indicate where he may be?
I think we have exhausted those options for now.
Yeah.
I think we've looked at those. The police are investigating and doing all they can.
All right. Okay.
They're doing a great job, by the way.
Sure.
So we're
really
appreciative of that.
No, I know that, but he's your brother, and you're desperately keen to find out what happened.
Yeah.
Look, can I suggest to our friends in that area, because we're broadcasting into Oberon right now,
sure,
that people contact the Oberon police station.
Yeah.
There'll be a media conference. In fact, it's happening right now. There's a media conference right now over the ongoing search for your brother. And I have no doubt that people in the area, good-natured people that they are, will respond to your plea. To maybe just bolster numbers so that the police can continue their search for your brother. But our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family. We hope that Zavak is found safe and well in the foreseeable future.
Thanks very much, mate. Appreciate
All right, mate. Sassoon. Okay. Thank you, mate. More than happy to help.
This podcast, thanks to wineforia.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit wineforia.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.